Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen, we stuff this podcast with ads like Jonathan Sullivan used to stuff his face with hot dogs during the pregame for Saints games. If you don't like the ads, sign up and become a patron today. Patrons get access to this podcast ad-free. No ads ever. And they get the Booze Bundle welcome box, 4 swag items, amazing, and a Saints player card, and you get access to the Discord channel. Why wouldn't you do it? It's 10 bucks. You're practically making money. So do it today. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up to become a patron. That's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints happy cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, Saints, Let's go, baby! Saints getting it done! Andrew, it wasn't pretty to start, but they handled the business. Saints win 21-9. It's clearly, let's get it started. I don't want to hear all the complaining and all that. We'll get to that in a second. Saints defense, the best defensive performance in the history of the franchise. The Bears had a garbage touchdown at the end. The only thing the Bears did the entire game on offense, they hit the Saints for a trick play, and your boy for the Bears dropped it. Oh, by the way, CeeDee Deuce, he is, by my judgment,
He has a PhD in getting Chicago Bears.
I have decided I have this power invested in me. I have made him. He is inducted into the Saints Hall of Fame, and he is owner of the Chicago Bears.
He's been elected the most punchable face in NFL history.
Dude, he got another Saint Bears receiver ejected. It was delightful. But let's start with this. Look. We, as Saints fans, we have playoff PTSD. I had it. Andrew can go into that in a minute. I was freaking out. But, Andrew, we give the Saints a lot of crap about not playing good against bad quarterbacks or quarterbacks that are inexperienced or don't have starts or whatever. They shut the Bears down completely. The Bears could play till Wednesday. They weren't scoring a touchdown if the Saints gave a damn. It was magnificent on defense today. It really was.
Incredible. You know, I got to say, the end there was weird. We got to talk about the end for a second, because for a second there, it looked like the final score was going to be 28-3. And that was gonna be magical.
I know.
And so I was really bummed about it. And all the pressure was on Will Lutz. I was like, I swear to God, Lutz, if you miss this extra point, if you blow 28-3 for us.
I know.
And then, you know what? Like, I was like, don't give up a touchdown. Don't give up a touchdown. But to see Jimmy Graham make that play, and like if that, like he ran into the tunnel. I assume he might be retiring. That might be it. His last play ever. And if his last play is scoring in the Superdome, like what in the playoffs? What a magical end to his career. Like it's almost beautiful in a way.
It is completely. I didn't even 28-3 didn't even cross my mind, because I had to get off Twitter and sort of set up for the show, and we had a little chaos here at the Marlboro House. I didn't even think of 28-3. That makes me extra sad. I was sort of horrified, like, Sean, what the hell are you doing, my man? Your quarterback's got 11 broken ribs. Why are you doing the breeze leap over the top? Even if he can do that, dude, you got to save that for special occasions like next week when Tom Brady comes to town.
It's not even that. It's on that same drive, like Kamara had like 8 carries in a row, and it's like, look, dude, he's just coming off the Rona. I know Latavius Murray's down. I know Taysom Hill's knee's banged up, and I know Montgomery was inactive, so you're kind of handcuffed. But hand the ball off to Dwayne Washington if you have to.
Give Dwayne Washington some garbage time carries. Maybe he does all right. And then I can do my favorite thing when we do the grades this week. I can rip Andrew for giving Dwayne Washington like a C+, and I can say, Andrew, whenever Dwayne Washington is in the game getting garbage time carries, he gets an A+ because he's the human victory cigar. I was really disappointed about that. Latavius Murray may be banged up. Look, Andrew, the Saints – in all seriousness, they were I don't know that the Bears could have won this game. Like, their offense is just inept to a level that you can't describe. But that first half, the Saints gave the Bears an opening, but the Bears dropped a touchdown, dropped an interception, didn't cash in on the turnover from Taysom. When they did all three of those, like, they were doomed. Like, even if the Bears had – Wims had caught the touchdown and they had cashed in the touchdown – off the Taysom fumble and cashed in the other turnover, like, they still might not have won, but when they didn't do anything off of those, like, they were doomed. Like, that was a wrap.
Yeah, I'm not sure, like you said, I'm not sure they win the game even if they connect on that trick play, but they certainly had to make that to have a chance. And then, you know, you get that big turnover on Taysom Hill and you only get 3 points out of that. I thought the Bears were bad. They were wholly undisciplined. How many times did they jump off sides? On third or fourth and less than five. And, you know, credit to Drew Brees and Taysom Hill once for manipulating the snap and making that happen. But, you know, the bottom line is I thought it's kind of what you said. And also that guy got ejected. You know, that didn't help. Like, Miller got ejected. They already didn't have Mooney. So I think they're already shorthanded, and they didn't have a great receiving core to begin with.
No, they didn't. And they lost a guy in the secondary. The thing was, though, if you flip this game around and you put the second half as the first half, and the Saints, you know, maybe they don't on that fourth down, maybe they run the Drew Brees quarterback sneak, or maybe they run another play. Let's say they score there and it's 21-0 at halftime and the Saints end up winning 28-9 like they did. We'd have been like, Saints totally destroyed this game. Like, they did exactly what they needed to do. You don't win the Super Bowl today. You can only get eliminated. So in the playoffs, I know it's cliche and all that, but you got to win and you got to advance. And the Saints, they didn't play great. And yes, they'll have to play better against Tampa. We'll get into all that. But they, for the fourth straight year, won a division title. For the third time out of 4 years, Andrew, there's 8 teams left playing football. And the Saints are one of them.
Yeah.
And I know we won a Lombardi. But that's freaking amazing. Like, it's fun that you get all these, and the Saints, like, if you are like me, Andrew, and you love gorging yourself on ESPN and Barnwell and Coverage and The Ringer, and you just want to consume all the podcasts, the Mina Kimes show, you just want to consume all of it, like, this is your week, because Saints, Bucks, Brady, Bree.
We are driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's like, that's the marquee. next week, and it's going to be anybody covering anything. You're gonna get to just gorge yourself on coverage. It is gonna be fantastic. And I know we'll get into it as the week goes along. But what did you see in this game that you really, really liked on defense?
I mean, what more can you say? Look, they're going to play more challenging teams in the playoffs here, starting with Tampa. That's the next opponent. It'll be Sunday evening. But, I mean, the bottom line is I don't think you can take too much from this game in the sense that the Bears are garbage. But the defense shut them down. You know, really, Marcus Williams, I guess you could say on that – trick play, you know, he misplays that a little bit, and really they should have given up a touchdown. But beyond that, Jamarcus Jenkins, I thought, had a good game. You know, he was beat once on a deep ball. But the run defense, the Bears had 19 carries for 48 yards, 2.5 per carry. Montgomery, their stud running back, Montgomery had 12 carries for 31. Shut down. Yeah, they couldn't do anything on the ground. And so I think it starts there. And, you know, that's when you go into this game, you say you want to make Trubisky beat you. You want to make him make plays on you, and that's exactly what they forced the Bears to do, and he couldn't do it.
I mean, it really reminded me of, like, kind of what we thought the Philadelphia game was going to be. We're like, Philadelphia's going to try to run the ball, but nobody runs the ball on the Saints. So good luck, Philadelphia. And then Jalen Hurts will be terrible, and the Saints will win. And the Saints, they didn't shut Philadelphia down. Jalen Hurts ran all over them. They gave up the 85-yard run. They had turned, you know. But this game, it was back to the same old thing where the Saints are like, if we decide you're not running the ball, you're not running the ball. And also, too, we knew it. If you're a patron, oh, by the way, this is a free show for everybody. You can check it out. You should become a patron. Get this show every day. We said it on our Friday preview. Sean Payton gave like a 3-minute answer about defending the bootleg, the play action.
That Andrew, was locked in.
It was locked in. It was
and
locked
credit,
in.
Credit to over. Alex Anzalone, I thought, who, yeah.
He looked good.
He was tremendous playing that, and that it was really great to see. Shout out to Deontay Harris. My God, I mean, to get him back was just critical, and I thought he was the offensive.
Oh, football is in full effect with many teams strutting their stuff. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at Bet Online. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you get in on everything imaginable this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Oh, by the way,
Dave couldn't join us because he was at the game, but he'll be bragging on his UDFA son. Little Jordan had a catch on third down that helped him get to 21-3, drew a penalty late. They ended up not scoring, but little Jordan contributing. So
Yeah, and he had some moments in the blocking game. And yeah. So, yeah, I think the Saints honestly didn't play that well. And here's the thing. I think if they play this way against Tampa, they'll probably get beat. They're going to have to raise their level next week. And you know what? It's survive in advance, single elimination. But, you know, playoff games are hard to win. It's high stress. There's a lot of pressure. And the records are out the window. Everybody's 0-0. You know, and it's just the team that wins advances, and that's it. So this was beautiful. Anytime you get a playoff victory, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the Patriots. Like, it's a reason to celebrate. And the Saints exercise some demons. 0-2. All time against the Bears in playoff history, 92 and 2006. We exercised some demons today.
Yep,
get
right.
Payback for those two. Now they're 1-2 against the Bears, and for a change, we get to make the Chicago fan base miserable. In
the
first season.
It really did feel like it was 1990. It really did. It was the flip side of that 1990 game, because if you're a Saints fan of a certain age, that game was 16-6, and the Saints. That offense, Steve Walsh got injured. They ended with John Forcade. That Saints offense could have played another week against the Bears, and they wouldn't have scored a touchdown. So, like, it was the flip side of that game where when it got to 14-3, like, I was like, Nickelodeon time, and flipped over. And, oh, by the way, the Nickelodeon broadcast was hysterical. It was fun. They had the slime zone with the end zone. My kid was loving it. He was plugged into it. It was amazing. I wish networks would do more of that, like have a kids broadcast, have an adult broadcast where you can swear and curse and have people drinking on like HBO or something. Like, I think the NFL should do this more for the playoffs and just have any variety of broadcast you want to get, you should get. So I love the Nickelodeon.
Yeah,
broadcast.
That's a fair point. No, it was fun. I enjoyed it, and you know, it was one of those things where we started on that, and then I switched because I was like, I just can't do this. Like, it's just too stressful for me, you know. From what I watched, it was fun. I agree.
Yeah, and the Saints look like they're going to come out of this game kind of unscathed. Taysom might have a little bit of a knee injury. Murray might have a knee injury, which that's not a great sign for like long term, but like in the playoffs, you're like do or die. So you know, Kamara's getting those touches. Taysom is concerning because I do think he is a key for the Saints inside the red zone. Like they struggle inside the red zone. They need him, so that's a bit of a concern. But Andrew, I'm gonna say this. It's early to figure out Tampa, but this to me, with the Saints and Tampa, this feels like a lot like Saints San Francisco in 2011. But I'm going to flip the script for you. The Saints looked so good in their playoff win against Detroit. They went to San Francisco and they were favored over that 13-3 49er team. I think Tampa is going to be – the world is going to pick Tampa. And I think that line, we'll see how it comes out. Maybe I can grab it while you talk. But I think it's going to end up Saints by a point, maybe a point and a half, maybe even a pick 'em. Like the world is gonna rush.
Yeah, I'm not so worried. I'm not so worried about Vegas. It's more just the, I think the talking heads. I do think the Saints, they didn't look great in this win, and the Bucks look pretty strong offensively, and Brady's looking good. So I think you're gonna see the media kind of resurrect that it's hard to beat a team three times talking point.
It is.
They're going to be banging that. I think there's going to be just enough disrespect this week towards the Saints, towards Breeze, just enough love towards Tom Brady that I do think this is going to play favorably in the Saints. I think a lot of the experts are going to pick Tampa, I think.
Well, this is going to be interesting because the Saints, I mean, they drew and quartered Tampa in that second game. I mean, they handled Tampa up the first game, but they annihilated Tampa in that second game. So I'm just curious to see what Sean Payton does different and what Bruce Arians does different. And look, we said it, you know, if you're a patron, you had access to our Zoom call on Saturday night, and we sort of were looking ahead because we're fans and we're not players and we can do that. Bruce Arians, he traditionally is not a guy that's like, okay, I'm going to game plan for this specific team in an original way. He's more of, we do what we do, and we're going to do it and stop us. And that didn't work twice against the Saints. So I'll be really curious to see what Bruce Arians cooks up, and I'll be interested to see what Sean Payton cooks up against Tampa, because they can't – like literally, I would argue – Andrew, that 38-3 beatdown the Saints gave Tampa, it might be one of the best performances the Saints have put on the last 4 years. It's definitely their best performance in the last 2 years.
Yeah, definitely their best this year too, yeah. I would just say I still like the matchup. I think it's favorable. But I think the Saints, if they play the way they did defensively, obviously defense was great, so you hope that they can and hey – is Sheldon playoff Sheldon Rankins? Is that a thing now? It used to be playoff Josh Hill. Is it playoff Sheldon Rankins now? Is that a thing? He's been bad all year, and he kind of shows up and has a great game in the playoffs. So I just want to point that out. I think playoff Sheldon Rankins might be a thing. But I just want to say about this game offensively, I do think I don't really have a problem with the way Sean Payton called this game. I saw a lot of people on Twitter kind of come at Sean, and I just want to say the Taysom Hill play, the fumble – that ball's got to be out. He's got single coverage on Deontay Harris. It's a shot play. The ball's got to be out. He's got to trust it. Like, hey, it's one-on-one coverage. I'm going to air it out, and I'm going to let Deontay use his speed to go find the ball. Instead, he waits to see him open to throw that. And so that to me is just another notch in the belt of Taysom Hill now is not starting quarterback material.
Now that the Saints have won, I can say this because I was when it was 7-3 at halftime, I was I was drunk and panicked and just going off the rails. But I'm going to say this. I think it's a good thing because I believe I've seen enough to know that Taysom Hill is not a starting quarterback, and I just want the evidence to pile up for Sean Payton so that he knows it and he can't talk himself into Taysom. We've seen – he's smarter than us. If we can see it, he can see it. I like the fact that that happened now, Andrew, because it just – like he's – like Taysom is great. I love him on the Saints. I'm glad he's a utility player. I'm glad they pay him a lot of money because – players get the money while you can get it. I'm glad for that, but he ain't the like they cannot they cannot go into the year next year with him as starting quarterback. But I don't care about that. I'm locked in on Tampa. I gotta say, Andrew, it's hard to say it's the biggest playoff game ever because the Saints have played in a Super Bowl, they've played in an NFC Championship game, but. Biggest divisional round playoff game ever for the Saints? Like, biggest playoff game that's not a Super Bowl or NFC Championship? I think it's bigger than Minnesota.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Bigger than going to Minnesota. Bigger than going to Arizona. I mean, not going to Arizona, but bigger than playing Arizona and Kurt Warner. I mean, this game is massive.
You're in the final eight, man. Anytime you're in the final eight, I mean, I think it's equal weight. You're trying to get into the final four.
Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Weed Whacker. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. The premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Its intelligently contoured design enhances the trimming experience and is waterproof, which makes for easy operation and cleaning. The only nose hair trimmer on the market with a powerful and rechargeable lithium ion battery that lasts up to 90 minutes of use. Have you ever pulled your nose hair out with your fingers? That might hurt worse than nicking your balls. Manscaped is making whacking your weeds a time to look forward to delivering maximum confidence while providing hygiene. Yes, you will get a replacement blade every 3 months to keep your weed whacking time clean and enjoyable. Look, fellas, 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turn off. It's time to upgrade your Manscaped routine with the Weed Whacker. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. What are you waiting for? Go whack your weeds. You know, I don't see the schedule yet, but I'm going to bet. I think they said both number one seeds, both teams with byes play next Saturday. So I'm thinking the Saints are going to be the – I don't think they play a night game next Sunday, so the Saints will probably be the 3:40 game again. So basically
– No, they've already said they're the 6:40 game.
6:40 what?
Sunday.
It is a night game Sunday.
Yeah.
So it'll be a night game. So basically there'll be three teams that are – into the championship game, and the Saints will be one of the last two teams playing to try to get a championship berth. I mean, it's epic. I think the Saints, they got to get people vaccinated. They got to sneak people into the stadium. This ticket, Andrew, like, how much would you pay to get into this game? I mean, I got to say, knowing that this is the last time you're ever seeing Breeze in the Dome. Like, the Saints can win.
Yeah, if you could get me vaccinated, I'd spend thousands. Like, if I could get the vaccine and go to the game. The game is official. It's Sunday, Bucks at Saints at 6:40 Eastern time, so 5:40 New Orleans time.
Yeah.
I would pay a lot of money to go to that game. What I wanted to say again is I really do think, first of all, the Bears lose, but Mitch Trubisky won the Nickelodeon valuable
that
player.
That is amazing.
I don't understand so how good. That works, but people went on Nickelodeon and voted for Trubisky, and he won the award.
He won the MVP.
Which is hilarious. Yeah, I'm sure Trubisky's, hopefully for him, his sake, he's throwing that in the trash. But, you know, offensively, I don't think offensively it was so much. You know, there was that fumble on the exchange to Kamara. There was Ruiz stepping on Breeze. There were some false start penalties on McCoy and Ruiz. There was, you know, the Taysom Hill decision on the throw where he just held on to it too long. I thought the execution offensively was really, really bad. And I wonder how much of that maybe was Kamara being out, How much of it was maybe Michael Thomas and Deontay coming back and just trying to work in new guys and Easton being out, you know? So, you know, hopefully they'll clean up a lot of that stuff at practice. But that's my biggest worry is just if they play this way offensively, they won't win against Tampa because the execution was rough. And this – I said this all week. I said all the Saints have to do is play C-minus to beat the Bears. And I thought they were C-minus in the first half and they were up 7-3 and – yeah, they probably raised their game to a B level in the second half, and so then they ended up winning. They coasted, yeah.
Yeah.
But I get against Tampa, like they're gonna have to play B plus to win this.
Yeah, and look, but the thing is, Michael Thomas, he looked a little bit rusty, maybe, but he looked healthy enough. Like he was good again, catching slants, converting third downs. Deontay Harris was a revelation in the passing game. So, yeah. I mean. The thing for the Saints is for this game, for Tampa, they need Trey Hendrickson back. He's got a stinger that could be fine and he could play. It could re-aggravate it Wednesday at practice. He could re-aggravate it on the first play. Like stingers are just weird like that. But they need him because the thing that
he's been tremendous this year against Donovan Smith too.
Tremendous and that's
he's had 3 sacks this year against the Bucs.
Yeah, 3 and yeah. And that's the thing. That's the engine that not on offense for the Saints. I mean, they've been great against Tampa on offense, but the engine that drives that defense is you get to Brady. Brady goes from dude who threw for 4,000 yards and 40 touchdowns to 43-year-old dude, and like you just have to pressure him. You don't even have to pressure him at like ridiculous levels. Like, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, you had to get Brady, like you had to hit him repeatedly. And eventually he might crack. Now you just got to get pressure decent amount and he'll sort of crumble. So that's the key, man. They need Hendrickson. They need this defense to play well. But listen, Andrew, we were freaking out. The playoff exit had been so difficult. Last year against Minnesota sucked. The Saints, they handled their business. Celebrate tonight, people. These playoff wins at home, they're special, man. It's special to be this good, to be great, to have playoff home games, to win playoff home games. Enjoy the hell out of it. We ain't the Saints, man. They can focus for 24 hours and get ready for Tampa. We can celebrate this thing till Wednesday. I think, Andrew, we could celebrate until like Wednesday afternoon and then turn the focus to Tampa. I just think you got to enjoy this. Don't worry about Super Bowl. Enjoy the hell out of this, man.
Playoff game is a piece of history for us, you know, and I just want to remind Saints fans that we've won one Super Bowl ever, and I don't know if we'll win this year or not. I hope we do, and certainly anything less would be a disappointment, but don't let the focus on that detract from the celebration that is a playoff win. They're so hard to get.
I mean,
they're so difficult. And in a season where we've missed Michael Thomas all year, Breeze has been out for 4 weeks. There's just been so much coronavirus. Like, this is a moment that I think you just want to let sink in. As bad as 2020 has been, we were just graced by a Saints playoff victory. Yeah. And it just doesn't get – if you're a football fan – you're listening to this podcast. It doesn't get any better than this for us.
Yeah,
it just doesn't.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you.
Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Buffalo went 25 years between playoff wins. And I guarantee you, in Buffalo, when they won a playoff game in 1995, and they had come off of the four Super Bowl losses, and they might have known they were in decline, but they didn't walk out of that stadium in 1995 being like, this is the last playoff win we might have for 25 years. I hope we enjoyed it. Like, so, and I'm not saying the Saints will be that, but you never know. So enjoy the freaking hell out of these playoff wins. And I just want to say, Andrew, this audio, spotless because of the patrons supporting the podcast. We got 300 people. We are the best daily Saints podcast on earth. And this is the week, my people. Sign up. You get a booze bundle shipped to you courtesy
of my wife.
You get 4 swag items. You get access to this podcast every day. You get Andrew's grade. We're the best Saints podcast going. Just sign up. You want to binge Saints content. I know you do. And
I got one last snap for you as my dog goes crazy. Reese, no. I've got one last stat for you, Ralph.
Go ahead.
Head-to-head, Drew Brees versus Brady. This should make you feel better. Brees 5-2. 18 like touchdown passes, 1 pick for Brees. 9 touchdown passes, 11 picks for Brady.
Yes. Yeah. I freaking love it. I'm so fired up, Andrew. I'm playing the disco music on the way out. How about that? Guys, support our podcast. Join us. We're the best Saints podcast going. This is the best week of the year. I'm telling you, we are fired up. You want to be in this. Our Discord channel was amazing today. We're the best Saints fan experience, family, community there is. Join us this week. We got a lot to talk about. Saints, getting rid of the playoff demons. Brady, you're next. We will see you people tomorrow night on the big show, live stream. Hopefully everything will be okay. It'll be fine. Everybody, we'll see you Monday night. Enjoy the hell out of the Saints winning a playoff game.